We're doing the Toma Dvora, and we've been learning the traits of Hashem and what we're supposed to learn from those traits. So we're up to the fourth trait, the way it is described by the prophet Micha, and that is described as Hashem is willing to forgo our sins, even the rebellious ones, lisherit nachlato, for the remnants of his lot. And the truth is that the word she'er could mean like nish'ar, remaining, or she'er could mean the extension. A wife is also called she'er b'saro, the extension of his flesh. His wife is referred to, a person's wife is called she'er. So the Toma Dvora is going to be learning that lish'erit nachlato doesn't mean the remaining part of his lot, the remaining Jews, but rather lish'erit nachlato, for his lot, which are really an extension of him, an extension of God. That's how he learns the word lish'erit, so the extension of his lot. Hine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitneg im Yisrael b'derech zeh. Behold, God treats us this way. Lomar ma'ase li'Yisrael. So to speak, God says, what am I going to do for these Jews? V'hem krovai, they're my relatives. She'el basar li'imahem. We're flesh and blood, so to speak. We're relatives. Shehem batzug laKadosh Baruch Hu. We are like God's mate. Bekorela, and God, in loving us, God calls us biti, my daughter, achoti, my sister, imi, my mother. All terms of love. Kidper shuzal, as our sages taught us in the Medrash and Shir Shirim Rabbah. The Medrash says, one of the rabbis asked the other rabbi, what does it mean? The crown that his mother made him on the day of his wedding day. So he said to him, "Mashal lemadvar duvin, lemelech shaya lo bat vayam mechaveva." Similar to a king that has a daughter that he really, really loves. Lo zaz mechaveva chikra biti. He loved her so much, he called her my daughter. Lo zaz mechaveva chikra choti. He loved her so much, he called her my sister. Lo zaz mechaveva chikra imi. He loved her so much, he called her my mother. So he got up and kissed him on his head. He said, that's a great pshat. So we don't know what he meant by that, right? The Medrash says that imi is the greatest way of saying you love someone. Don't tell your wives that. And the pasuk says, Yisrael am kirovo, the Jewish people are the nation he is close to. Mamashku vayishloi mahenu vanavim. The Jewish people are referred to as those that God is close to. They're like his children. Vayinu lisherit nachlato. That's what it means, God's extension, his lot, lashon she'er basar, means like a relative. V'sof sof, hem nachlato. And at the end of the day, we are God's portion in this world. Uma omer, imanishem ha'akev alai. It's like God says, you know, if I punish them, I'm the one that suffers. Believe me, guys, not them will agree with me, right? When you punish a kid, it hurts you much more than the kid. No? I think so. I think when you punish a child, it's more painful to the parent. Kidichtiv, as the verse says, bechol tzaratam, whenever they're having it bad, lo tzar. God, so to speak, he feels bad. Kidichtiv ba'alef, lomar shetzaram magia lapele alyon, vechol sheken edu partzufin, shebem ikar hanaga. וקרינן בבב לא צער, וכתיב את מצע נפשו בעמל ישראל, לפי שאינו סובד צרם וקלונם, בבני שהם שרית נחלתו. And the pasuk also says in Shoftim, we're skipping the Kabbalistic parts, I don't even know how to translate it. It says, so to speak, God couldn't handle it when the Jews were suffering. So God can't, so to speak, God can't take it when we're having it bad. We're like his family. And when a person sees a relative suffering, he goes out of his mind. That's how Hashem says, I am with the Jewish people. Kach ha'adam im chaveron. This is how we have to be with one another too. Kol Yisrael im she'er basar elu im helu. Really, we're all family. Mipnei shanshamot klulot yachad. Our neshamot are really one. Yesh bazeh chelek zeh uvazeh chelek zeh. Really, there's a part of each of us and everyone else. We're all connected. ולכך אינו דומם רובים עושים את המצווה And that's why our sages said, when everyone together, when you have a bunch of people doing a mitzvah, it's not like an individual doing a mitzvah. It's worth much more. And that's why, because we're all part of one. And we'll pick up here next time, because this is something we have to think about. What does it mean we're all family? That there's a part of each of us and everyone else. Part of everyone else and each of us. Something you can think about. Tell you I'm biased. This is my favorite section of the work, what we're reading now, so I want it to last another class. And I also think it's a phenomenal thought. And it's a thought which ordinarily we think of the greatest leaders of the Jewish people, that's how they viewed every Jew. They viewed every person as a part of theirs, as my family. But the truth is, it's something we each have to aspire to. It's something, it's a perspective we have to develop within ourselves. So, let's have it last one more time. Bezat Hashem, we'll pick up here next time.